constitutional right. So that's one of the reasons I'd like to point out that I'm in favor of your resolution, where we just make a clear, definitive statement to everyone that we stand on the Constitution, and we do so proudly. So I'd ask for your support for making the statement that this town and our citizens stand on the Constitution. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think we have Sheriff Cage next.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, City Council, for welcoming me here. A couple of things. First off, I fully support and I applaud you for bringing this forward. 28 of 33 counties have already passed this. I guess one repealed it because one person couldn't make up their mind, which is very disappointing. 30 of 33 sheriffs have opposed all of this anti-gun legislation. And we reached out. I personally walked up to the governor's office when I found out this stuff was going on, and I put my name. And I'm not just sheriff of Eddy County. It's not that that's not good enough, but I'm also the president elect of the New Mexico Association of Counties. You would think that the voice might be able to be heard a little bit when I go up and say, I'd really like to have a meeting with the governor. I'd like to settle some differences that apparently she has with us sheriffs, and she is assuming that us sheriffs have with her. I haven't gotten one phone call. I talked to a couple of senior staffers. I haven't been contacted once. Now, she chose to reach out and have this sitting in my chair when I came in here. That's offensive to me. You're talking about the highest elected law enforcement officials in this state have been summarily ignored. Not only have we been ignored, we have been called names, and we've been threatened. We've been threatened with capital outlay money. We've been threatened with trying to remove us from office. Good luck. Good luck. I don't think that Carlsbad and Ortiz are going to stand for me being removed from office. I'm pretty sure of that. This Senate Bill 8, I'm not saying, none of us are saying we're not going to enforce this. I don't enforce this. Just like I don't enforce immigration law that the Santa Fe is jumping up and down about. This is a federal program. This background checks are done by the federal government. I have nothing to do with it. So to tell me you're going to enforce this, well, how? What is my mechanism for enforcing it? Additionally, it says that it doesn't create a gun registry. The only way to enforce it is by having a gun registry. And I guarantee you that will be coming up in the next couple of years, is a gun registry. So I have a lot of issues with this. If we think that we can legislate the evil out of men and women's hearts, we're not going to do it. We need to look at mental health. That's what we need to be spending our money on. That's what we need to be spending our time on. Reforming mental health in the state of New Mexico and in the United States. If I go and take a gun away from someone, they're going to use a knife. They're going to use a fist. What did Cain kill Abel with? A rock. We're going to find a way to injure human beings as long as we don't address the root problem, and that is mental and behavioral health. We need to focus on that, and that's what I would have told the governor had she asked me. We could have made some fixes to some of these bills that they were bound and determined to pass that would have made them work out okay, but we weren't ever consulted. Look at Chicago, look at Washington, D.C. They have some of the strongest gun control measures in the United States, and their murder rates are through the roof. Their violent crime is through the roof. They can't control it. Albuquerque cannot control their crime rates. This is an urban versus a rural type thing going on here. This is Albuquerque and Santa Fe trying to dictate what they know nothing about. They know nothing about rural New Mexico, which is us. They cannot control their violent crime. We can. We do. Do we not, Chief? We worked real hard together to do that. So I don't know what to say about it, but I...